The season for cookouts, games, and outdoor relaxation is in full swing at local parks across the state. It's especially the right time for fun in the town of Warrenton near the Virginia state line, which recently opened its first municipal park. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge says the park sits in an all-black community that has had few options for recreation over the years.
The new park in Warrenton is named Haley Haywood Park. Haley is the street that travels along the park to the east, and Haley Haywood is the name of a well-known family who lived in that neighborhood and the name of the family who donated the land for this space. Warrenton Mayor Walter Gardner made sure to recognize one of the oldest living family members at the park's dedication.
And whereas on the date of the park's dedication, we recognize Dr. L. Julian Haywood for his contributions to his hometown, the field of education, and the world of medicine.
The Haywood home, a pale yellow Greek revival, is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. You can see it from the park, which is historic in its own right.
Whereas we join with relatives, friends, neighbors, and the town's elected officials and staff to thank him for making this park possible.
You see, Warrenton has never had a municipal park. Mayor Gardner told me on this rainy Saturday afternoon, Warren County oversees a playground built by the Rotary Club, but no park.
So why do you think it's taken so long for there to be a park here?
Well, funding is the big thing, and finding a location. You don't have very many large tracts of land within the municipality, so this just worked out perfect.
The Haywood family lived on that perfect piece of land for generations. Dr. Thomas Haywood was believed to be the first black doctor in town. Several older people at the dedication said he delivered them. One of Thomas Haywood's children is also a doctor, cardiologist L. Julian Haywood, credited with getting the land donated. Once there was land for a park, the North Carolina Parks and Recreation Trust Fund awarded the town a $28,000 matching grant to transform the 4 acres. The town of Warrenton tossed in $5,000. The 91-year-old L. Julian Haywood spent most of his career at the University of Southern California, Keck School of Medicine, but he remembers playing and working on that land in Warrenton as a young child.
It was a cotton field, and I picked cotton row from row all the way back down where that fence is. Yes, indeed.
The family lived, played, and worked the land dating back to 1904, during Reconstruction and segregation.
We kept a horse in the barn, and we had chickens and cows, and my mother used to milk the cow right in front of the back door of the house.
Lyman B. Henderson is a dentist in Warrenton. He also grew up in the all-black enclave that now borders the park.
Dr. Haywood let me keep my horse right on this lot. And I'd go riding every day. I loved horses, and so this is home.
Henderson says he was lucky. When he and his family wanted to relax and picnic, they were able to hop in their car and travel to Carr Lake. He says that wasn't the case for many of his Warrenton neighbors, but now that's changed.
It's the most fantastic thing that the land could have been used for.
The new Haley Haywood Park sits across from the Warren County Senior Center. So far, there are a couple of picnic tables and a walking trail, but its main feature is a 9-hole disc golf course. Instead of golf balls and clubs, players use discs or frisbees to toss into metal baskets. There are no stalls for horses, but you can bring your dog if it's on a leash. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.